Good morning. All is quiet this morning across interior New York and New England, although patchy dense fog has formed in spots and visibilities are down less than a half mile in places, and this may slow things down in certain locations for the morning drive. Otherwise, no rain showers or thunderstorms in the forecast, at least for the morning hours, although some action may pop up as we get into the afternoon. Eventually, after that fog dissipates, we'll have sunshine pushing temperatures back to the mid-70s, and the warmth, along with jet stream energy pushing in from southern Canada, will touch off some of these thunderstorms, and they could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and hail, especially across the northern half of New York and most of New England. Later on this evening, the activity will start to diminish, and overnight, skies will be partly cloudy as low temperatures drop back into the lower and middle 50s. Tomorrow, another weak disturbance will approach. We'll have a dry start to the day and some sunshine. Again, that will push temperatures into the mid-70s, and this next disturbance will touch off a round of scattered showers or thunderstorms for Saturday afternoon and into the evening hours before we dry things out. And that will set us up for a good second half to the weekend. So on Sunday, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds and even warmer temperatures as highs push up into the lower 80s. More sunshine as a ridge of high pressure crests over us on Monday. And that will leave us in the lower 80s again before the next front makes an approach through midweek next week with a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms late Tuesday and into Wednesday. High temperatures still will make it up to around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the northeastern U.S., another slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of Montana and North Dakota. A well-defined jet stream is digging southeastward across Ontario and will overspread portions of upstate New York and northern New England during the day. An associated surface front will approach the United States border and will likely serve to focus convection as it spreads south. Given the expected instability, it appears robust updrafts and downdrafts can be expected, and severe wind and hail could accompany the stronger multi-cell cores. Hail and wind will also be the primary severe threats with afternoon convection in the upper Mississippi Valley and in Montana and western North Dakota. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Fort Carson, Colorado at 10:55 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Denver, Colorado at 2:12 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 37 degrees, with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 39 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 1/4 mile visibility and fog, 54 degrees, the dew point 54, 100% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.91 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Charleston, Nevada. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 46, the average temperature 60, that's 5 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 1 inch even, which is 9/100 above normal, and 14.80 inches for the year, which is 89/100 below normal. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 42, that's 19 above normal. And for the season, 5,334, which is 1,317 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 93, set in 2011 and in 1984, and the record low, 38, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, some strong to severe, with high temperatures in the 70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms today and highs right around 80. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, some strong to severe with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, some strong to severe with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a few showers and storms in the afternoon in the mid-70s. Partly sunny Sunday, warmer in the lower 80s. Mostly sunny and warm Monday in the lower to mid-80s. Chance of a late-day storm Tuesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. Near 80 Wednesday with scattered showers and storms. And partly sunny Thursday with highs right around 80 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.